We want to welcome you to the 2011-12 Elementary Spring Program. You are in for a delight. You will hear the best of the selections from the participants that are attending the Elementary Fine Arts Program in just a couple of days. Then you will hear also from our K-3 through our sixth graders that are also working and doing a program for us. I want to go through a few announcements, some key dates, so I hope you'll make some notes of these dates. May 2nd is our campus field day. It's also the second day for our campus book fair. May 11th is a half day of school. There's no lunch, and there's also no extended care. Our teachers are headed out of town for a spiritual retreat. So no lunch that day and no extended care. School is out at 12 o'clock. Our sixth grade parents, your children are embarking upon seventh grade. You will need to watch for upcoming news about tryouts for sports and other things. It'll be coming in their planner. It'll also come email. So ask your student for that information in the next coming weeks. Summer school is June 11th through July 27th. BBC and BBA campus will be closed for a week, July 2nd through the 6th. Open house next year, August the 8th. That is preschool open house. August 9th is elementary open house. August 10th is junior high and high school open house. For sixth grade parents, August 10th is an important date because you have seventh grade orientation that day as well. The first day of school next year is August 14th. I'm going to ask Mr. Townsend to come and pray, and we'll get started.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, as we come to you this evening, we want to thank you for how much you blessed us, Lord, how much you blessed our students here at BBA, and how many talents we have here. I pray that the parents would be blessed and that your honor and glory would come from this, that they would just be able to get a glimpse of all the things and all the hard work these students have put in. We thank you for just how much you've blessed us with our safety, bringing us here and bringing everyone back. I also pray that you continue to give them safety as they travel home. But Lord, give a special blessing tonight as we try to show our talents. We are so proud of them, Lord. We are so proud of their hard work. But more importantly, we want to give it all to you, and we thank you for it. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, "That's good." Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he set that sun up blazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world, and God said, "That's good." Then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon was on his left. The stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So he stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightning flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his fingers to the sky. The oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled to the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. Then he smiled again, and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulders. Then he raised his arm, and he waved his hands over the sea and over the land, and he said, "Bring forth, bring forth." And quicker than God could drop his hands, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forests and the woods, split the air with their wings. And God said, "That's good." Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, and he looked at his moon, and he looked at his little stars. He looked at his world with all its living things. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the most far corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, toiling over a lump of clay, so he shaped it in his own image. Then into it, he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen, amen. The Creation by James Weldon Johnson.
Thank you.
Well, I have to say I'm the filler while preschool's coming over, so a few more announcements while some people take their places. Day camp. It begins May 29th, Wednesday. You should get a flyer in your child's packet. If you're interested in care for the summer, please return it with your registration fee. SATs and report cards are ready for pickup on June 20th. That's the same day that your book and resource fee is also due. Let me say at this time, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting fundraisers. That's the money that we need to do the little extras that we want to do. I want to tell you some things that we purchased because of fundraiser profits this year. We have a mobile smart board in the elementary school. We were able to buy the technology for that. We also were able to buy some things for the junior high and the high school that they needed to make their equipment improved as well. In the preschool, we have some new logo mats with the big picture of the puppy, like we do at the academy with the bulldog, some side door awnings, a security key entry system, which will start next year, a little more security. Just want to make sure that when you drop your children off even more, you feel safe and that you know they're secure. It will be important for you to be at the open house August 8th, 9th, or 10th, because that's the day you will get your card. It's a key card system where it's readable, and we will issue those cards at open house. Also, a preschool shade structure. It's on order so that we can have a little more shade for the preschoolers on the preschool yard. A gym clock and some wall murals, either verses or some quotes that we have put up. So thank you again. At this time, Ms. Hubbard's coming to tell you the winners of the photography club. This is a club that we started, but it does not, the children do not get to participate with fine arts. They do later, but we wanted to start them early. So she'll tell us our winners. You can see their art back on the checkout. Welcome, Senator.
Good evening. I am Ann Hubbard, and I just want to say thank you for giving me the honor of your children being in the photography club. It's been an honor. I'll start with telling you that if you will, hold all applause until after I've called all the winners out. That would be wonderful. And if you get a chance to go out and look at the photography before we leave, that would be wonderful as well, because the children will take that home with them tonight. Okay, let's see. Who do we have here? All right, our third place winner with our American Heroes Working Through Christ is Alana Rogers. Alana, if you would please stand. Okay, if you're up there, raise your hand so we can see you. Thank you. If you're in the quiet, hold applause. Okay. Our second place winner with General Hugh Shelton is Stephen Curto. There's Stephen. Our first place winner with The Light of Freedom is Julia Champagne. Okay. Thank you.
If you would like to purchase a CD or a DVD, we have these envelopes back on the Welcome Center for you to pick up. You can turn the envelope in to your teacher or to our friendly receptionist, Linda Plain, at the Academy office. The last thing is, for fine arts participants, you should get this sheet today out of your child's book bag to tell you that they are leaving Thursday morning or Friday morning or both at 6 a.m. and returning at 6 p.m. If you have any questions tonight, please see Ms. Smith. She's right over there. She is our fine arts coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you. did you get that? That must be the biggest Easy Basket I ever saw.
You're going to make the Tooth Decay Hall of Fame.
Please take me with you.
You'll be interested to know that this basket contains no artificial preservatives, no artificial colors, no salt, no sugar.
Then who wants it?
No chocolate, no fat, but lots of love.
What?
Here, let me show you, Brian. You open this egg and see what's inside. You're welcome. That nail reminds us how much Jesus must have loved us to die on the cross for us. He died to buy us back, to make us his, and to give us God's gift of life that lasts forever. Of life, especially the new life that's ours because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, Satan and death were defeated for all those who trust in Christ. Our sins were paid for on the cross. The resurrection validated the work of Christ.
Thank you. have to guess this one. This is for the stone that the angel rolled away from the grave so that everybody could see that Jesus was gone.
You got it, but there's even more to the story. When Jesus rose from the grave, Satan and death were defeated for all those who trust in Christ. Our sins were paid for on the cross. The resurrection validated the work of Christ. How much Jesus must have loved us to die on the cross for us. And it tells how much we love him for dying that we might live as God's children forever. That's what Easter is all about. Love. God loved us and sent his son. Jesus loved us and died on the cross to pay for our sins. And now we love him
because he first loved us.
Now that's better than chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you. you may be seated. Well, once again, our boys and girls. Our wonderful, beautiful boys and girls have done an amazing job of presenting to us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Parents, on behalf of both principals, every teacher, and the entire staff, we want to express to you our gratitude for entrusting to us the most precious gift outside of salvation God has given you, your children. Thank you very much. We recognize that you make a financial sacrifice every month in order to have your children in this school. And for that financial sacrifice, we are most appreciative. As I was listening to the boys and girls sing and communicate God's story of creation, God's story of redemption, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the single verse that came to my mind was Mark chapter number 10, verse 14. You will recall that the disciples were trying to keep the small children away from Jesus. And what he said was, "Allow them to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." I believe that tonight our children have given us an amazing example in the way that they have embraced the truth of the gospel with childlike faith. Have you done that? Have you embraced that truth in the same way? We did not present this to entertain you. We presented this truth because it is the greatest story ever told. And our desire is for every one of these boys and girls to embrace the gospel for the rest of their life. We pray in the present that you too will embrace the gospel. Let me dismiss this in prayer. Father God, we pray right now that if there is a man or a woman who's assembled tonight to hear a grandbaby sing, to hear a nephew or a niece, to hear their child, to see children use their talents, but that person has not embraced Christ as the treasure of their lives, if they don't see that they were created by a loving God who sent His only begotten Son to die for the sins of humanity, I pray that tonight would be the night that they would embrace that truth. I pray, dear God, that you would arrest them in their state of neutrality, wake them up to the reality that Christ died for them, and may tonight be the night they put their faith in Christ. Father, thank you so much for the effort that went into this program. Hours and hours of rehearsal. Truths that are now embedded in the hearts and minds of children. Truths that will remain for a lifetime. Songs that contain truth that will never depart from their memory. I pray, Lord, that they'll embrace it. Hold fast to that truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ms. Chapman, what's the dismissal plan?
Well, we have a lot of children and a lot of cars in the parking lot. So I'm going to tell you where your children are so you can pick them up, but let's do it graciously and slowly. K3 and K4, if you'll go out this door to the Fellowship Center. And then K5, they're in the pie sections. The children on stage, if you will walk up and get them, check them out with the teacher. And I believe that's everybody. And then just be very careful in the parking lot. Have a great night. Thanks for coming.